This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sal Capaccio on the sidelines yesterday for likely the last time at Highmark Stadium, covering the Bills for WGR. You've covered more than 140 games, I heard you say last week, Sal. I mean, What was yesterday like for you?
Yeah, 140 straight games or so that I've attended, and covering in my capacity now for most of those as the sideline reporter, and so many experiences along the way. And yesterday's experience was really top notch from everybody involved. I really think that everybody who had a hand in creating yesterday did a great, great job. You know, we'd all have loved to have this game mean the division title or the one seed, or know that, okay, they're going to be coming back here in 2 weeks after a bye or something like that. But the fact that the Bills really didn't have that to play for actually kept the focus on the stadium. And I like that we were able to celebrate the stadium yesterday. And I said in the radio all week last week, guys, that it's really not a funeral. It's a celebration of life. And I think that's what we had yesterday. It was great.
Did it, it reminded me, Sal, of, and I'm 36 now, I had this feeling a few years ago at a Sabres game. When they brought back the black jerseys and they're skating around, and I'm just like, wow, this is like a time warp throwback. Like, it brings you some sort of emotion watching that. And I got the same thing yesterday as I'm, walking in, and you could see the players are already on the field warming up, and you could see them in the red helmets with the red socks and like the uniform color combination that I watched so many times as a kid. Did it take you back? Did it feel a little strange, like kind of seeing that coming out of the tunnel?
A little bit, yeah, for sure. When I first saw what you're describing, the blue jerseys with the red helmets. And it's funny. I think if you go back to the red helmet days, like it wasn't, didn't have this like shiny, the helmets are made a little different these days, I think. You know what I mean? We have new helmets now, and you're not wearing the old helmet, right? You're just wearing the logo and the color. And helmets are made differently now. So I think the glare and the glimmer, it sounds weird to say, was a little bit different than what I remember. And it really peaked sharply. And yes, I had a little bit of that nostalgia as well. But seeing the alumni, seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while, and, watching those guys before the game and listening to them and Steve and Thurman and seeing Andre and Jim and everybody on the field, and then the video tribute at the end. I think all of it was just really, really well done, like I said. And really, wasn't it a picture perfect January evening in Buffalo to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, you had a little bit of snow, not a lot. It was pretty cold. It wasn't bitingly chilling, and it was just the perfect atmosphere.
And you didn't have to worry about the game. It was never an issue, right?
That's exactly right, Susan. So I think, we've talked before about how the number one experience I ever had in that stadium was 51-3 against the Raiders in 1990. And it was 41-3 at halftime. For an hour and a half, we knew the Bills were going to the Super Bowl. It was amazing. It was a party. And then you get the perfect game against the Patriots a few years ago in the playoffs, which was the same thing, which was for a whole half, everybody was just partying and knowing you were burying the Patriots. This was similar. You knew the Bills were going to win. There was no stress about this game. They played a really good game, by the way. The backups mostly played, and they still destroyed the Jets. And everybody just had fun with it, and I think that was great.
Well, on to the team itself and what's still ahead. Sal, can you kick field goals?
I cannot, and the Bills are going to maybe need somebody to do that. It won't be me. We'll see what they do today if they bring anybody in to work out. We don't know the severity of Matt Prater's injury, but he did not come out for the second half. He did finish the first half, and then we found out he re-injured his right quad, which kept him out for a couple of games. This is going to be a massive, massive blow to the Bills if they don't have Matt Prater, because we saw what happened when they brought Michael Badgley in for a couple of weeks. He missed a couple extra points. There was a kickoff that didn't go right. And on the other side of the field next week in Jacksonville, you have a guy named Cam Little who, oh, by the way, just hit a 67-yarder yesterday. He hit a 70-yarder in preseason. This guy is one of the top kickers in the league. So special teams is going to matter this week in what could be a very close game. And we'll see where the Bills go with Matt Prater and his injury, and hopefully it's not severe.
Ooh, yeah. Speaking of Jacksonville, I mean, where do you put that on your list of least or most desirable opponents?
You know, I think most fans would have said they'd rather go to New England because of the matchup. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. I always felt that, you know, Pittsburgh would be the number one, but you can never really guarantee that. And how about them last night? They get in, right? But we all thought it might be Baltimore, and that was the least desirable. Pittsburgh would have been the most desirable. And then after that, you know, New England, because you beat them already, you're not playing them. And then Jacksonville, I think, is right there after them because it's an inexperienced, you know, quarterback in Trevor Lawrence with a little bit of experience, I should say, in the playoffs, but not like Josh. Josh is the most experienced quarterback left in the AFC playoff field. You have a first-time head coach. So there's a lot there. You say, okay, how will they react in the moment? But guys, they've won 8 in a row, and they're just crushing teams right now. They're playing the best football in the NFL right now. And people can point to, well, they haven't really played, you know, the hardest of schedules in this run. But man, even when they've played really good teams, they've just beaten them down. I mean, if you look at Jacksonville's schedule over the last, you know, month and a half, basically, I mean, they put 35 on a good LA Chargers defense. They put 34 on a good Denver Broncos defense. This is going to be a challenge. The good news is, the reason why I say that, you know, I'd still put them up there as one of the teams that were on the more desirable side was it's going to be good weather in Jacksonville. And Bills Mafia is going to show up to that stadium. It's going to be a nice turnout for the Bills in that stadium to kind of give them a little bit more of juice in a home environment, if so to speak.
I know, you know, everyone I talk to, when you mentioned Jacksonville, it was a little bit of Houston too, but especially Jacksonville, there's just kind of this feeling of it just never seems to go right there. Like, you go there and things happen, whether it's in Jacksonville or even in London. You go play the Jags, and it just doesn't seem to come out our way. Weird things happen. You lose to bad teams. You can lose to good teams, too. We don't seem to get off the ground. Does that feeling ever seep into the building at all around One Bills Drive, where, like, there's this feeling like, oh, we got to go to Jacksonville. Like, we haven't done too well there.
No, I just don't think so. I mean, the only way that they even – it's because of us, right? In the media, we talk about it. We ask them about it, right? That's what happens. You're like, hey, you know, it's been a house of horrors, so to speak, right? You go to Jacksonville, and the team had lost in 2017 in Sean McDermott's first playoff game after breaking the drought. The team went down there and lost to Urban Meyer coach team in a terrible game that they played. You go to London and lose. And, well, those things will come up this week. You'll be talking about it. But, guys, the Bills are just so good at, you know, just keeping – the game in front of them is what it is. And it's the next game against the next opponent, because they also know they've beaten Jacksonville pretty badly here in Buffalo, including last year, by the way. Remember last year, the Jags came to Buffalo and the Bills beat them down on a night game. Like, they'll remember that as well. So I don't think it seeps into there at all. I think it's just about playing the opponent in the moment. History really truly doesn't matter when things happen. We like to bring it up, but it really doesn't matter. Nothing that happened 2 years ago between the Bills and Jags actually matters in this game Sunday.
All right, well, let's hope it's a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.